A Song for Slug. I just don't understand, said Slug sadly to himself one day, why nobody loves a slug. I don't smell nasty. I don't make a noise. I'm well-mannered. And I'm very attractive, even though I do say it myself. Just then, a ladybird landed right in front of him.
Oh, hello, Slug. It's you, is it?
Of course it's me. And I can't think why you're not delighted to see me.
It must be because you're so slimy. Ugh. Well, I must fly. I have to go and amuse the children. They like to sing to me.
So Ladybird flew away, singing as she went.
Ladybird, Ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are gone.
Slug was now even sadder than ever. He wished the children would sing to him. Nobody loves a slug, he said to himself, and heaved a great sigh as he proceeded slowly down the garden path. Just then, a blackbird swooped down right in front of him.
Ugh, said Blackbird. I was going to eat you, Slug, but you look so horrible I've gone right off the idea.
Well, I'm very glad you didn't eat me. And actually, I think I'm rather good-looking.
Hardly, scoffed Blackbird. Anyway, I must fly. I'm going to sing to the children, and then they'll sing back to me.
So Blackbird flew away singing.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. La da 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 dee 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 dee. La da 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 dee dee dee. La da 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 dee.
Slug was miserable. He wished the children would sing to him.
Nobody loves a slug, he sighed.
Just then a robin landed on a post right in front of him.
Hi, Slug. What are those horrible growths on your head?
Those are not growths. Those are my dear little antennae. They help me on my way.
Oh, sneered Robin. Well, I must fly. If I sing to the children, they'll sing to me.
All the birds in the air fell a-sighing and a-sobbing when they heard of the death of poor Cock Robin. When they heard of the death of poor Cock Robin.
Slug was now very depressed. He wished the children would sing to him.
Nobody loves a slug, he sighed. I just don't understand it. I don't smell nasty. I don't make a noise. I'm well-mannered and I'm very attractive, even though I do say it myself.
I agree, said a voice.
Slug looked up and saw a handsome creature leaning against a cabbage stalk. It was Snail.
I've been watching you closely, and I think it would be hard to find such a charming and attractive creature. Apart from a snail, of course.
In that case, said Slug slowly, perhaps you can tell me why there are no songs about slugs.
Why, that's because the songs are horrible. And you're nice, explained Snail. Would you really like to have your house on fire? Or be baked in a pie? Or be killed like Cock Robin?
Well, no, said Slug. But I would so love to have a song and someone to sing it to me.
Then I shall write you a song and sing it to you.
And Snail brought out his guitar and began to sing.
Dear little slug, sweet little slug, sliding very slow, smearing magic pictures everywhere you go.
And Slug was very, very happy.
Dear little slug, sweet little slug, sliding very slow, smearing magic pictures everywhere you go.